Good evening.
Today, the subject of the talk is karma. I'm sure many of you have heard this talk on karma before, and so some of the things here would be familiar to some of you, and there might be certain things that are new to some of you. And karma usually is quite an interesting subject because after the talk, usually people have more questions to ask because karma is something that concerns everyone. And there are many, many different aspects of karma which are quite interesting. So I hope you will bear in mind as I go along what questions you want to ask in the end. If you are shy to ask, stand up and ask, please perhaps get some paper from the ladies there and write down your question. Now, there are many laws that govern our lives, but the most important one that governs our life again and again is the law of karma vipaka. The law of karma vipaka. Karma means action. And the Buddha said that intention is karma. That means intentional action. If there's any action you do intentionally, that is karma. And vipaka is the result of it. The result can ripen immediately or sometime later in this life or perhaps in a future lifetime. Now, karma vipaka is sometimes translated as cause and effect. And that is not a good translation. That is something that is used in Chinese, in Mahayana Buddhism, in Chinese books. They say yin guo. Something like cause and effect. Why is it not a good translation? Because there are two types of yin guo, two types of cause and effect. Worldly cause and effect and Buddhist cause and effect. The difference can be seen in an example. For example, you are driving a car and suddenly a small boy runs across the road and you hit the small boy and you kill him. Now, you did not have an intention to kill this boy, so you did not create any karma. But however, because you knocked down that boy, what might happen is that the family might come out, and as you stop the car, family might pull you out of the car and beat you up. And in addition to that, another day they might sue you in court, you see. So there is a result of knocking down the boy, namely that you get beaten up and you get sued in court. But that is worldly cause and effect. Does not concern Buddhist karma vipaka because there was no intention on your part. So we have to very clearly differentiate between worldly cause and effect and karma vipaka. Sometimes it can be different if there is no intention involved. How do we create karma? Through the three doors of body, speech and mind. Through the body, we can kill somebody, we can steal, we can commit adultery. Through the verbal karma, we can lie, we can badmouth somebody, we can cause disharmony by carrying tales from one person to another. We can use coarse speech, rough language, etc. That is verbal karma. And mental karma is like we have excessive greed, covetousness. We have excessive hatred, anger or hatred. And we have extremely wrong views, etc. That is mental karma. But usually this is not just, this mental karma is just not just thinking, because thinking is just stray thoughts. It's not mindful karma. There has to be some kind of intention behind it.